Welcome to the forest. Let's start with the body. Since some of you look very cold. And then we move from there. Already I heard some people is having a cold. So you have to take care of the body. Some people coming from warm places, be that Brazil or Ibiza or Morocco, wherever, it's important that you dress properly. Then there is no problem. Many people are not even used to be outside in fresh air. So it might be a shock for some. I don't know where you all come from, but you come from different places on this planet. So I always remind people they have to have some good clothes. And if you need anything and if it's going to stay here, then you have to just connect with some of the crew and put in your order, then we will arrange it. Because I don't want anybody to be cold, okay? You've been freezing enough in different ways. We have a special underwear here in Scandinavia, you know, that normally we use in the winter, but when you sit here, then maybe it comes in handy. Another thing also for some that is very, very sensitive and is still freezing, you can get a hot water bottle. That is also very good when you sleep. You put it on your hara, on your belly, on your heart, or wherever you want to put it. It's okay. And then also here, you know, you could use it here also. It's a very good idea. You put hot water, boiling water, and then you have it under your blanket like that, and then it's very nice. It's like you have a private teepee. Just remember, there's no reason to suffer. No, you've been suffering enough. Many of you are professional sufferings. But enough is enough. Welcome. Where is Alessandra? How is Alessandra? You warm? Yes? Yeah? Where you come from, Alessandra?
From Italy.
There, it must be also a little warmer, no?
35 degrees.
Yeah, so that's good. That's too hot. It's too hot. That's the thing in life. Have a balance. Not too hot, not too cold. Where is that? But here I teach you a place which is neither too hot and not too cold. That you find inside. This is perfect temperature, no? That's where you have to settle. In that place where it's neither too hot or not too cold is always eternal spring. Everybody likes that primavera, no? Therefore, it's so strange to be here. It's like being in a dream and knowing that it is real, more real than reality. I'm discovering things about me, feelings I had removed from my heart and that I thought I wasn't able to feel again. I came here with a great fear of people, above all of men. I was sure that all bad events of my life had struck me strongly because of my lack of self-defense. For years, I tried to build a wall to protect myself from suffering without realizing that I was losing the beauty of love. In these first days here, I'm beginning to see what is beyond that wall. The wall is falling bit by bit. This letter to you is just to let you know how grateful I am. Grateful to you and all the people that is gathered around you. With love, Alessandro. Very nice. That's what I mean. Who cares about hot or cold when these nice things are happening? You say it's so strange to be here. It's like being in a dream and knowing that it's real, more real than reality. Yes. That's what I'm teaching, that why dream when you can be in reality? It's more beautiful than any dream, but people still go on dreaming. Dreaming takes you away from the moment. And this is now you have come across a secret now. You have to let this sink deep into you that this is real. Dreaming is not necessary when you have seen the real. That's how reality is. And the more real, the less dreams. So first thing is to let go of the past. Because the past is very heavy for everyone. You're carrying the whole past. That is your whole image, your idea of who you are. That's why I have to take you all the way from Milano to the forest. Here, who are you here? No one knows these trees, they don't know you. Only that is very freeing. Because nobody put any expectations on you. So you can be free now, you start new. So first thing, get rid of your past. Be courageous enough to let go of the past and be more and more here. Then second, let go of the future. Because people are worrying about the future. So these two steps is absolutely necessary to find the real. And that happens by itself, like it happened for you. It is so strange to be here. It is very strange to be here when you always used to be there. But it's so beautiful, and knowing that is real, more real than reality. Let this be a new beginning, and you have to take care of it. So first, letting go of the past, letting go of the future. Then, very important, become more peaceful, become more meditative, become more real, become more slow, sensitive, humble. That nobody comes to because they are all caught up either in the past or in the future. So these two is the absolutely necessary to be real. Letting go of the past, letting go of the future. Because that takes you away from the moment. Now you have discovered the real. That means here, now. Being present. Being present, being alive, now. Then you have to focus your energy to become more real, more meditative, more peaceful, more loving, more silent. These are the qualities. And that you can only find here, now. You follow? So this is very beautiful, Alessandra, but you have to take care of it because it's very easy to lose it. And especially when you go back, that is always the test. Now you have a taste of something real, but the unreal will wait for you. Because that is the past, that is your image, that is your friends, that is all the people who look at you in a specific way, who think you know you. Or we know Alessandra. But Alessandra doesn't know herself. How can anybody know her? That's the thing. I'm discovering things about me, feelings I had removed from my heart, and that I thought I wasn't able to feel again. That's what I do. The only thing I do, I waking up sleeping hearts. Now it's time to wake up. You didn't think you were able to feel it, but as long as you have a heart, it's a possibility. It might be asleep, it might be covered, it might be protective, it might have a China wall around it, it might be totally unconscious, it might be dreaming, but there is a possibility to wake up. No, this is waking up. Then, when the heart wakes up, then it starts feeling. But that is also scary. That's why people doesn't want to feel, they are more insensitive. Because with opening you can't just say, oh, I just want to feel this. No, all the feelings can come. I came here with the great fear of people, above all men. That is the thing. Many people, they have gotten hurt and they are afraid women, they are afraid men. But the only way we can get really friends and not afraid from each other is to go deeper than the man-woman. But everybody just look at the form. Then there is separation, then it's different. Man is different than me, women is different than me, like this. That is how shallow human beings are. They can't see deeper, they just see the form. And then you are afraid of anything that is different from you. If you go deeper, which you have now touched, then you see a different reality then, where there is no fear, there is friendship. It goes beyond the bodies. But this is almost forgotten in the world. That's why all these games are going on. That's why all this fear, all the hatred, all the jealousy, because they only see the body. They don't have a deeper connection. Then it's very fragile then, it's not steady. And the deeper you go, the more peace, the more real. But people only see the physical, they only see the form. I came here with the great fear of people, above all men. I was sure that all bad events of my life had struck me strongly because of my lack of self-defense. This is also very sad because you think your lack of self-defense, what is it that you have to defend yourself against? But this is how the world is. You have to be strong, you have to defend yourself, you have to be on guard because you can't trust people. And many sensitive people, like yourself, is very normal. Then you feel you have to defend yourself because the world is a cruel place. But as you get more aware, that's what you've been missing. You have to see things as they are. Even if you get enlightened, that doesn't mean that everybody else is enlightened. Even though everybody else is enlightened, but they don't know it yet, so what to do. Because enlightened people, they don't do all these things. They don't kill each other. They don't hurt each other. They don't do all these naughty things. Then only unconscious people do that. And then sensitive people, then you have to, the lack of self-defense. But that is no good. Don't waste your time in self-defense. I can show you some self-defense if you want, but that only if a rapist comes, then you can use it. Kick him in the balls, that's it. Nothing more is needed. No big asshole, no doubt. Poof. But you're thinking about self-defense for people. That's my suggestion is, be with people you don't need to be on guard. Much easier. Why go to people who want to hurt you and then you have to be on guard and you have to be ready to fight, you have to be ready for self-defense? Why use all that unnecessary energy? You need all the energy you have. My suggestion, be with people you don't need to have a self-defense. That you don't need to fight, that you don't need to quarrel with, that you don't need to be on guard, that you don't need to be protected. That's what I'm creating here. Then all that energy that you are wasting in protecting yourself, in self-defense, all that can go to yourself, to your heart, to your consciousness. And even in the world, but then you have to maybe change things. And people are afraid of change. They are afraid of responsibility. That's the danger of start waking up, because now when you start waking up, then also responsibility is following. Maybe you don't like the place you live, maybe you don't like the work, maybe you don't like your relationship, maybe you don't like the city, maybe you don't like the country, who knows? And to stand up for this and don't waste time in protection or fight or self-defense, you have to start creating your own life consciously. Then everything is possible. But you have to take charge. You have to be responsible for your own life. You follow? If you are asleep, then you are excused then. And most people are asleep. So how can you expect sleepy people, you know, you have sleepwalkers. How can you expect these people that they know what they're doing? No. And from someone who has consciousness, they seems like everybody is sleepwalking. Everybody is going around and they don't know what they're doing. So when you start getting more aware, then maybe you have to reflect. Do I go? Have I been living places that is not good for my growth, for my peace, for my heart? it's almost impossible to grow if you are with unconscious people. You need something, someone to lift you higher. The masses is always asleep. That's why you see all the time when there's big masses, they behave like animals. Like a soccer game. Look how they are. They are grown-up people. They behave like idiots, like animals. It happens all the time. They don't need an excuse to go to war and kill each other. They can just go to a soccer game. There is no consciousness, no awareness. If you become more aware, then you have to look at your life then. That takes responsibility. Everybody wants freedom, nobody wants responsibility. But they go together. Excuse me. For years I tried to build a wall to protect myself from suffering without realizing that I was losing the beauty of love. Yeah, because when you protect yourself, if you have a wall around you, then what is good and what is bad, both is protected. Nothing comes in. That's how it is. When the wall goes down, the protection goes down, then good things, love can come, but also pain can come. That is how it is to live, because you're open, you don't know. Then it's just to become more and more alert. When you don't know, then you go in places where you get hurt. You end up in bad relationships, in situations that you are wondering again and again, how did I end up here? I think I've been here before. Because you haven't learned the lesson. You're just going in a circle. When you start seeing, your eyes get cleaned, your heart get awakened, then you start seeing, oh my God, what I've been doing, what am I doing? And only then can you change. But in life you have both. But you say, without realizing that I was losing the beauty of love. And love is the door. If you don't have love in the life, you have nothing. So it's worth it. Because then you have the challenge to live. And the more you devote yourself to love, the more safe you are. If you're totally devoted to love, you're totally safe. If you're just a little bit, then you're just a little bit safe. If not devoted at all, not safe at all. That's how it is. For years, I tried to build a wall to protect myself from suffering without realizing that I was losing the beauty of love. In these first days here, I'm beginning to see what is beyond this wall. The wall is falling bit by bit. Yes. Very good, Alessandra. You are really, that is what I'm doing here. And you are new, but I say I have many different ways to break down this wall. And if you like it, then come back. Because nothing is better than to live without any walls. Don't fence me in. But it takes time, but you're already seeing it. Very quickly, that means you are very ready to live a wall-less life. And there's many, many tests. Some people, they come, they are very, come very close also, but then some, again, some personal dramas happen in their life, and then they escape. They get more entangled in that. Then they're building walls again. That happens all the time. You can say anything, they get entangled. They think that they're doing the right thing, but it's that thinking. And the strange thing is, they never check in with me. Even if they have a master, they don't check in, they do their own thing. That means they're functioning from their own mind, their own ego. Then again, more protection, more China wall, difficult, more difficult to reach them. So use the opportunity when you see the wall is falling. And you say, for years I tried to build the wall to protect myself from suffering. I know most people, they suffer. And even Buddha, said that life is suffering. That is the first. But that is for the ordinary human people, for the masses, for the soccer crowd, or for the suckers. We can call the soccer crowd for the suckers. For them, life is suffering. But he said, it's a way out of suffering. That was his message. Every Buddha, they come as an invitation to get out of the suffering. That approach is to start looking at yourself, getting close to the Buddha, listening, feeling, sensing, becoming more meditative, becoming more present. But for most people, life is suffering. As far as I'm concerned, there is no suffering. Then why do you suffer then? Because you resist. You resist growth. That's the reason. You resist consciousness. You resist love. Then there is suffering. Suffering means you're not in tune with the whole. You have some brakes on. And life is going beautiful, and you want your own things. You see it not as it is, but in your old small way. Then there is suffering. If you are in tune, there is no suffering. If you are surrender, there is no suffering. So suffering comes because you are not in tune with existence, with the Dhamma, with the law, with your heart, with God. That's why you are suffering. And what is happening here, or coming close to a Buddha, is that slowly, slowly you start getting in tune. You start realizing, you start remembering that there is another life beyond suffering. But that no society teach that. Protect yourself from suffering. No, it is not need to protect. It's just a question of falling in tune. And this happens many times just by itself here, you fall in tune. But you have to stand up for it yourself in your life. No? That is always the challenge. I'll give you a taste. I can show you it's possible. It is possible, it's just now, it's standing just in front of you. But it will challenge you. You don't need to protect. You see, living in truth, living the real, There is no suffering, and you don't need to protect yourself at all for anything. What you need is to devote yourself to the truth, to surrender, to love. Then you will be taken care of. Instead of being on guard and protect yourself, you will be taken care of. Doesn't that sound nice? You can have a holiday for the rest of your life. Like that. You have used so much energy to protect yourself, to be on guard. Self-defense. And suddenly you look around, there is nothing to do. You will be totally blown away. Then from now on everything taken care of, you just relax. What are you going to do then? Can you handle it? You think you could handle it? What do you say? Yes or no? What? Good. Then it's there, it's available then. Nobody thinks about that. They are so used to suffering, to self-defense, to be on guard, to fighting, to struggling, to arguing. All that has to go. Look at this bird, it's happy now. This letter to you is just to let you know how grateful I am to you and all the people gathered around you. With love, Alexandra. So whatever suffering or whatever wounds and whatever hurt, all that is healed in love, in consciousness, in understanding. It's just very difficult to come across that in the world now. Love is the ultimate healer. Out of that then health. Health and wholeness. Where's my Prem Varta? Yeah. Hello, Varta. How is Varta?
Very good.
Very good?
Yeah.
Very good. This is Varta, my Prem Varta from Osho. I was with Osho for 2 years in Pune, but ran away when I got sick. Now it feels I'm back. I only heard of you less than 2 weeks ago, and straight away I knew that I wanted to be here. You see, the Osho doesn't leave you that easy. You can try to run away, but it's not that easy. I tried to run away also, so I know from my own experience. It has been everything that I have lost for all these years and more. Now I have to decide where I want to be. Back in England, in Venice, in Australia with my daughter. But really, There is no decision to be made because being here, being with all these beautiful people, full of life and laughter and love, being able to serve in chopping a veggie or any other way I can be of use, is the only place to be. And to love the opportunity to wake up, to come home and drop the mine. I have to go back to England on Sunday, but I will come to Brazil in November, and wherever I go, I carry you and all these beautiful people in my heart with love, Vata. You are very welcome, Vata. You see, you don't need to go all the way to Australia. This is so close. And Brazil is much more cool than Australia, if you had. This is Prembhata from Osho. I was with Osho. Was that when he was alive?
Yeah.
The last 2 years?
No.
Before?
78, 79.
And then you ran away?
Yeah.
Why? You got sick? What, you got sick?
I got sick because something came up in me that I couldn't handle.
Yeah.
And so I shut down. And then it all went wrong and I got sick.
But now it's the second chance now.
Yeah. I'm very grateful.
You are very grateful and you are very ready. Hmm? And no, you don't want to run away. You want to run here. That's the difference. That's the difference when you are ready. When you're not ready, you can push it. And you know that to come to the Master is like walking into the fire. Hmm? So only those who are ready should come. Only those who are ready to go into the fire. Hmm? And know that that fire might burn everything, but it can't burn what is real. So say, Yahoo, let me burn. I'm here for those, only for those. The rest can get lost. Just go now. Hmm? Yeah! Hmm? Otherwise, many people wasting my time, no? And wasting their own time. Hmm? Go home and be sick. Hmm? No, Vata has done it for you. You have seen, but you don't even listen. You have to do it your own. You are so stubborn. You want to listen to yourself. Hmm? You have to be ready to burn. Hmm? This fire burns all this shit. Hmm? Don't you know? And they find the gold, no? It looks just like dirt. Is all. Then they burn it in a specific degree. Then all the impurities burns. Only the gold comes out, pure gold. Like that. That is the work of the Master. Huh? And if you're not ready, then you scream, oh, ow, it hurts, oh, eh, I'm sick, oh, I'm so sensitive, oh, eh. Oh, my relationship, oh, my husband, oh, my wife, oh, my child, oh, my teenage son, oh, my this, oh, my religion, oh, my neighbor. Oh. This is what Osho had to go through, this is what I had to, everybody has to go through that. But once in a while, they say, burn me, burn me. And then the Master is very happy. Hmm? Hmm? Because people, they can fool themselves, but they can't fool the Master. Hmm? Yeah, I was with Osho for 2 years in Pune, but ran away when I got sick. Now it feels I'm back. Yes. You are. I know you are ready. So you know, this caravanserai, it goes on. And you come from England, no?
Yeah.
Then it's very close.
Yeah.
And so cheap now. With all these shitty airlines, Ryanair and all this. You can fly to London for the price of taking the bus to Oslo. Huh? They said they even wanted you to pay to go to the toilet. That's how cheap they are, no? Where you come from in England? Or where do you live now?
I live in two places. I work in London in the week, and then I live in the country, in Wiltshire, near Stonehenge.
Stonehenge, no?
That area.
Yes.
At weekends.
That's our area. That's the nicest, no?
Hmm?
Did you meet Madhav? His?
No.
This guy? You talked to him, no?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's the area Lily is also, no? So now we will visit Lily, we can visit Vata also, now you know all the... Hmm? I only heard of you less than 2 weeks ago, and straight away I knew that I wanted to be here. Yeah, because you know now, you met Osho, and you run away. I know you know. Don't waste time. Don't waste time. So that's all you needed, was just that. Hmm? Every retreat you have people, they come, oh, we heard about you 5 years ago. We just took time. You know, 10 years ago also I have many people. They heard, for 10 years they've been sitting thinking. That's how the mind is, and you know it. But there's no time to waste now. And after all, it's 2012. It has been everything that I have lost for all these years and more. Now I have to decide where I want to be, back in England, in Venice, in Australia with my daughter. But really there is no decision to be made, because being here, being with all these beautiful people full of life and laughter and love, being able to serve in chopping a veggie or any other way I can be of use, is the only place to be. Yes, you are home now. And even that is amazing to accept sometimes. Because we are so used to, should we go to Venice, should we go to Australia, should we go to India, should we go here, should we go there? No. Relax now. And I'm very happy to introduce you to the beautiful summer in Brazil when it's winter in England. Hmm? You know, we just have fun now. You with me?
Yeah.
That's what I like. No thinking, just yeah. That's it. Hmm? Some people are asking, they think they already lost. Oh my God. I have to go back to England in Sunday, but I will come to Brazil. Very good. And if something happens, come back in a week or two if it's still possible. You know, who knows what will happen? Hmm? Welcome, Vata. Jai Bhagwan. And to come to a master, almost everybody has to get sick. Because that is when you get sick and have fever, all the impurity leave, no? I remember in those days, Then Osho said, and I myself, I got hepatitis there. And it was very, very powerful. 1 month I was laying just in bed, but it helped me tremendously because it made me very meditative. I had problems just going to the bathroom, no? And I studied these little things, what you call them, the geckos, no? The geckos. You can study the gecko because he can sit there for hours and you just, poof. You look, when is he going to move? And then he moves, he sees a mosquito, a fly, zoo. And then again, total. You know, that's the guy who doesn't move, unnecessary. I learned a lot from the gecko laying there. And I remember the beloved Osho said, I don't know if you're going to get enlightened, but you're going to get hepatitis, that's for sure. So, most of us got hepatitis, only a few got enlightened. No? That's like hepatitis is easy to get. So, love knocked on my door. I was asleep, dreaming about her. Then she knocked again. I didn't wake up. This overwhelming pain of realizing that I had missed it, that love was here for my heart, for me, and I wasn't. It killed me. And then it became clear. The knocking was my heartbeat. You were here all the way. I was looking for you, dreaming. You were knocking from inside. Every beat you knock, every beat you are here, every beat is now with you. Every breath is gratitude, feeding this heart with life. I love you, Sujan. That's how it is. Love knocked on my door. I was asleep, dreaming about her. Then she knocked again. I didn't wake up. Because you are so asleep, and love normally is so shy that she will never knock. But that's what the master is doing, is knocks. maybe you wake up. You've seen it. Love knocked on my door. I was asleep, dreaming about her. That's how dreaming and reality is. Then she knocked again. I didn't wake up. And I go on knocking, knocking, knocking. Slowly, slowly, if you don't escape, you will wake up. This overwhelming pain of realizing that I had missed it, that love was here for my heart, for me, and I wasn't, it killed me. Yeah, let it kill you. Let it kill that which is asleep in you, that sleepy part, so you wake up. That's the beautiful thing of pain, of suffering, of growth. You have to see the situation as it is. You have to see how sleepy you are. And that I want to be awake. I want to be available. Oh my God, love came and knocked and I was asleep. Dreaming about love and it was there. Then what would you do if love is what you want? Wouldn't you wait by the door? I would wait by the window, looking. And be very alert with my naps. Maybe I miss again. And when love feels that kind of energy, then it will come then. Here's someone who looks only for me. Most people are busy with all kinds of things. They're looking for everything else except the real, except love, except freedom, except God. That's why they never find it. First, you have to wake up. And then it came clear. The knocking was my heartbeat. You were here all the way. I was looking for you, dreaming. You were knocking from the inside. Because you are so used to looking on the outside. And the Master says, go deeper. Go in. Feel. Relax. Like in India, all the old scripture, they said God, Guru, Self is the same. But you are so far away that you need the Guru to remind you. He needs to knock on you, first on your coconut, then on your heart. Every beat you knock, every beat you are here, every beat is now with you. And every breath is gratitude, feeding the heart with life. And the heart loves life. I love you, Sujan. Be alert now. May everyone wake up. Om Shanti.